Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, poor Anthony Volpe's taking a beating from all corners. We'll get to him swinging at the first pitch in the bottom of the 11th. In that sequence with Dominguez running, he ran on a 2-1 pitch, and Volpe got a fastball up, and he fouled it off.
Yes.
Dominguez, by the way, almost got doubled up because he dove into third base, got up, and was like, what the hell just happened? If that ball was caught in foul territory, it would have been a double play. But I can't even kill Volpe for that either because it's a 2-1 count. It's a fastball up against a tough customer in Kenley Jansen. So if Dominguez is going to try to steal third, which I'm not against, do it early in the count.
My biggest issue with that was just the lack of communication. And maybe that's solely on Dominguez. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's from the dugout.
Oh, he's running on his own. I think that's obvious.
So if he's running on his own, then it's on him in that spot. Somebody's got to give some kind of signal like, hey, if he goes, sees, you got to take there. Because it's not a strikeout if you take the pitch spot. He takes third there. Yeah, but it stops the whole what happened.
How is Volpe supposed to know that? Seriously, you're it's Kenley Jansen, so you know you're getting a lot of heat. How can you keep your eye on Jason Dominguez through the pitcher and then make a decision that's happening in a split second?
I agree with you.
That's like almost impossible.
Old school baseball, it's the hand on the nose, rubbing down the pant leg.
Yeah, do they do that anymore?
Well, then that's an issue. To me, when you're bad at small ball stuff, maybe you need to go back to some of that stuff because that's horrible miscommunication.
Right, that's the fundamentals.
Now, the lasting image of this game is that with the bases loaded after Jazz Chisholm got that little infield hit that almost turned into an error, which almost tied the game, Anthony Volpe came up with the bases loaded. Dramatic moment, down by a run, and Volpe swung at the first pitch, and he grounded out to third base, which, if you're just tuning in, garnered this reaction from our very own Sean Morash last night right after the game.
That's a terrible loss. That's a terrible loss. Is Volpe serious? The guy just comes in, bases loaded. Take a pitch. Take a pitch.
Now, before I tell you why you're wrong, do you want to elaborate on why Volpe was such an idiot for swinging at the first pitch? I'd love to learn more.
Well, first of all, it is not a clean fastball down the middle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Talking about this with Big Mac about this. Secondly, Strickland is the back of that Angels pen. They've used through it. It's two pitchers left. He comes in ice cold, Yankee Stadium, ready to burst for a big moment. All I ask in that spot, unless it's the most hittable pitch on the world, let the pitcher think for a second and let him get beat. Maybe he throws a ball and you're behind in the count 1-0, something like that. I'm sorry, I can't live with a weak ground ball on a pitch that was not a perfect pitch to hit when the pitcher is on the ropes. You're trying to win a game. It was atrocious.
It wasn't a fastball. It was a slider in the heart of the plate. Mm-hmm. It would have been a strike. So if he doesn't swing and Great. Sean gets his way, the count is 0-1.
I live with 0-1 there.
Do you know what Anthony Volpe hits when he swings at the first pitch?
Here's the numbers you're going to drop on me. Go ahead, tell me.
It almost doesn't matter. Well, I know what you're doing, Evan, but it doesn't matter.
Why wouldn't it matter?
Because each at-bat is individual.
Thank you.
It has to be.
No, but it shows you, and I'll just give you the number.
It shows you his aggressiveness.
When Anthony Volpe swings at the first pitch this season, he is hitting .440. Okay.
This is where stats are BS.
No.
Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
But you know what 440 also tells you? It means he fails 56% of the time, right?
Uh-huh.
So when he went aggressive on that slider, a strike, a pitch to hit, it was the 56% of the time. Because even when you hit ungodly numbers like 440, you are still failing more than half the time. Anthony Volpe, like most players in baseball, this is not just unique to him, I want to be clear, when they swing at the first pitch, they have a better chance of coming through with a base hit than falling behind in the count 0-1 and 0-2. Now, if you're upset that he swung at a slider, it was a strike.
Evan,
he didn't hit it. He didn't hit it well. He rolled it over. It sucks. It's baseball. But the idea to blindly rip him for not, for he should have taken the first pitch, I don't think is based on reality.
Blind?
Yes,
I sat there living and dying with every pitch last night. For some reason, in a June game versus the Angels, really pissed me off.
Because they'd lost three in a row, that's why, to the Red Sox.
And getting shut out at home. Evan, this is where I hate to sound like the old man now. The number crap, the analytic crap. We're talking about simple baseball mind and sound stuff here.
Which is what?
You can throw all the numbers you want at me about is over 400 average on first
440.
Pitch. 440. Yeah. Great. Okay, that encompasses starting pitchers, closers, all of this stuff. We are talking about a moment where the little old Angels have now loaded the bases and have to go to their seventh reliever of the night. And here comes Hunter Strickland to Yankee Stadium. By the way, this we're not talking about a game versus a pitcher at Coors Field. And all I'm asking you to do is, in that moment, the moment is tense, the pressure is now on the pitcher. Let him think. And if that's a strike and you go down to 0-1, you don't strike out after one pitch.
What's Anthony Volpe's batting average behind in the count 0-1?
Stop telling me the batting average. I don't give a crap about his batting average.
205.
Depending on the pitch, because not every pitcher is the same.
205. So it goes from 440.
What are you not understanding? I don't care. Nor does the audience care. Right. It's irrelevant.
It's the moment matters.
But the numbers show you he has a better chance of succeeding when he swings at the first pitch versus being behind in the count 0-1.
Are you just getting dragged out of work today?
But he didn't succeed. That's the point.
Yeah. Because even when you hit 440, you fail 56% of the time. He didn't succeed. I'll be the first to tell you. But the idea that the strategy was wrong is not backed up by fact. I'm sorry.
The numbers don't make any sense. It doesn't matter.
How does it not make sense?
Because if those were his numbers swinging first pitch versus Hunter Strickland for his career, then it's apples to apples.
Right. You need a deeper statistical analysis.
Yes.
You need to see what Volpe with a at-bat with a new pitcher and with the bases loaded, first pitch swinging. What is it? That's just too deep, right? You could figure it out, I'm sure.
But his overall number swinging at the first pitch are not against the same guys over and over again. It just shows he's more effective. It's like every other player in baseball is more effective when they swing early.
But the situation matters. The bottom of the 11th inning, the seventh pitcher, as Sean keeps pointing out, the bases loaded, right? All of those things have to be calculated into the
stats. But you got to walk me into why that would make you less aggressive.
Because you're pulling out a number from a vacuum.
Okay, but tell me why those situations you just laid out would make you less aggressive. Why? Because there's a new pitcher, you should be less aggressive? Because the bases are loaded, you should be less aggressive? Why?
No. Because the circumstances in that situation, the pressure is now on the pitcher, right? You have three strikes. The pitcher has one mistake to make and the game's over.
I got you.
Right? And so the pressure is on the pitcher. So keep it on him. Don't cut him loose by taking away his pressure.
But I don't think you're taking the pressure away, because the reason why baseball players in general succeed aggressive in the count is sometimes the best pitch they're going to get to hit is pitch number one. Like, for example, I'll walk you through this. He doesn't swing. Sean gets what he wants. It's a slider. It's called a strike. Mm-hmm. Now Hunter Strickland can be a little bit more aggressive in terms of not throwing Anthony Volpe a strike on strike two.
Okay, good.
And get him to chase and get him to foul one off, because now you put the batter on the defensive, which is why hitters in general succeed more when they swing early in the count.
Just let me give it 1 second. That is 0-1 in that spot.
Yeah.
Okay, what if the next pitch, because he doesn't want to throw him anything over the strike, so once again to chase, Volpe doesn't chase, ball goes in the dirt, goes to the backstop, run scores, ties.
That's a what if, but the same what if applies if Anthony Volpe swings and misses.
Okay.
Because now he's behind in the count. He needs to be more defensive.
Evan,
why would you put yourself in a spot to fall behind in the count? The numbers are the numbers. You are less successful when you're behind in the count.
Because
he got a pitch to hit. He didn't hit it.
It's a slider. It's not a fastball. It's not necessarily a great pitch to hit. Stop it.
It was right there in the middle of the zone, bro.
But it's sliding. That's the point of the pitch. It's a slider.
Now you can't hit Hunter Strickland's slider. It's impossible to hit.
I'm not saying that, Evan, but what Tiki is saying, right, the circumstance matters. This is not just the same old.
I disagree with both of you. I don't think the circumstance should make him less aggressive, just like it didn't make Aaron Boone less aggressive when he swung at the first pitch against Tim Wakefield.
And that's another thing, too. Knuckleballer, completely different. You got to take when the ball moves. Here's a stat. The Yankees still lead the league in run differential. Does that matter over the last games, five games, when they can't score? No, it doesn't. This team is struggling to score runs right now, and he made life easy on the pitcher by not even making him think in a freaking extra inning game with the bases loaded in Yankee Stadium by giving him a weak grounder on the first pitch. I'm sorry, you're dead wrong.
Here's what I don't understand. T, Siki and I disagree with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't yell at each other.
I know.
Why are you getting
yell.
So mad? I'm just disagreeing with you.
Because he's frustrated by his Yankees. That's why.
Look, I don't want to yell.
Don't be frustrated by me. Be frustrated by the Yankees. I'm giving you a nice reasoned alternative. Are you biting on something right now?
I'm just pissed off, man. That was the most frustrating Yankee loss of the year. And I understand it's June baseball, and I don't want to, you know, be like the overzealous guy. But that, to me, I can't hear an argument where that weak ground ball, you go, well, that was the right move because based on his 400 average versus a million different pitchers, I'm sorry. There are a lot of times I'm going to be wrong. More times than not, I am wrong when I speak in this microphone. I am so damn right now. And you just have this perfectly calm. I think your calmness is pissing me off. You have this calm, pompous look on your face. I want to wipe the smirk right off your face. You're wrong. Take the pitch.
I kind of hope. I don't want to ever say I hope the Mets lose, but I kind of hope there's some situation in a Met game that freaks me out where Sean can calmly take the other side just to see the reversal of this and see what happens. But I'm just giving you a reason take. Look, the numbers are the numbers. When Anthony Volpe swings at the first pitch, like every other player in baseball, they are more effective. That's the bottom line.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.